I would suggest that you use the Rose Cross exercise before every magical ritual. I realize it adds another step to the process. However, some of the invoking pentagrams and hexagrams can generate a great charge within you. The Rose Cross exercise can help to make sure that this charge does not off-balance you during the magical operation. So now, our basic magical formula encompasses 9 steps. First, the Rose Cross exercise to help balance and support you while you are invoking the magical energy. The White Light exercise to charge up your energy field. Then the Lesser Banishing Ritual of the Pentagram to remove all negative earthly energies. Then the Banishing Ritual of the Hexagram to remove all cosmic energy. Then you do the core of your magical formula, whatever it is you want to do. In our example here, we've been using the OLAP healing formula. Or you could substitute your pentagrams and hexagram routine here. Next, we back out of the magic formula the way we got in. We use another banishing ritual of the hexagram to clean up any stray cosmic energy generated by the magic. Then a lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram to clean up any stray earthly energy generated by the magic. And finally, a white light exercise to replace lost energy from the magical work and to rebalance you. Then we add the RCE to help restore balance and remove any remaining influences that may have stuck themselves to your energy field. I bet you did not think things would get so complex. Well, like I said earlier, this is real world magic and not the kind you see in the movies. This 9-step magic process is good enough to use for all banishing and invoking energy work. It has the routines you need to protect and charge up your energy field and clear out the garbage from your magical circle.